How do you think patriotism was among the soldiers as compared to your friends and soldiers in the Korean War before Vietnam War II?
I think the patriotism among the fighting man in Vietnam, who the grunts they call them, or the gravel agitators that I call them, or the ground pounders, I think the morale among the men was low due to the fact that the morale behind the American people was very, very low during the entire war.
How do you compare the economy from after the Korean War to the economy after Vietnam?
Well, I think after the Korean War, it was a more positive economy than after the Vietnam War. And the only reason I can give for that is how the American people felt about the Vietnam War and the Korean War.
In other words, the economy was better for like the veteran side. The Korean War was probably easier than the
Vietnam War. It was. I had no problem myself obtaining work. I stayed out of the Army for 11 months after my discharge, and I re-enlisted in the Air Force and laid the rest of my time, 20 years.
Did you think, even though you weren't maybe not welcome home as a veteran or as a veteran, as a hero, did you think you were welcome home at all?
Well, it was, I remember as a young boy, I remember after World War II when the boys came home, Lord, they could wear that uniform and go anywhere in the world and just about get, well, a drink or a meal or whatever on the house by the owner of the shop or whatever it was. And after Korea, people usually question you if they knew you were a veteran of Korea or if you were in uniform, and they usually question you about this or that. And I oftentimes myself had been questioned, and I just got up and turned and walked away from them because the line of question I didn't feel was appropriate, and therefore I didn't usually carry on a conversation with anyone outside of my family. And they were more welcome than during the Vietnam War.
People were more antagonistic than
the veterans? Oh, Lord, yes. But during the Vietnam War, you saw it every day. When you was back home. I came back to Vietnam in 1966, and you could see the boys coming back from Vietnam, the Army boys, or the combat veterans, and they looked like, they felt like there was somebody that didn't even belong here. They didn't seem to feel that welcome that they felt after Korea and World War II.
Mr. Prosser, could you kind of give me a summary between World War II, Korean War, and Vietnam, and how your life changed?
Well, I'll do the best I can. I'll start with Korea, or World War II, rather. I didn't get to serve in any action in World War II. Yes, I might have been the Lord's doing. I bet you said more than I was talking. But after World War II, when people got home, settled down, as I said earlier, I went into the Army and spent a couple of years and then joined the Guard and got Mr. Truman's year extended on to me. That's what got me to Korea. And after Korea, I came home and I went to work. My old job, didn't have no problem getting it back. They gave preference to the veterans, working with the city engineering department for about 10 months. Then I re-enlisted in the Air Force, and I made my Air Force career. My time in Vietnam was in the Air Force and not in the Army. And the Falkland Islands or Grenada, they referred to the Korean War one time or another, or quite a few times, as a police action. Well, those doing the referring, it might have been a police action to them, but it certainly wasn't a police action to the boys over there and where you almost had to use dynamite to get your foxhole dug. Well, maybe I shouldn't have used that term, but war is not necessary if common, sane people can sit down with the right point of view and give and take. But your communist part of the world, well, Europe is much better off today because of the Berlin Wall. And I would say Vietnam probably says they're better off, but I don't think they are, since the North Vietnamese took back over the capital there. Well, I don't know. I'm 67 years old at the time, and I guess I've seen a good many years of life, and there's been some good times, there's been some bad times. And I just thank God for the time that He's given me on this earth, and I hope He's not through with me. I try to be a Christian man. Of course, it's a very hard job because we all fall short of the glory of God. The Korean War was necessary, and to due to what the term is SEATO, Southeast Asia Treaty Organization. This was a document, to the best of my knowledge, written up between the South Korean government and the American government, that if the North Koreans cross the 38th parallel in a hostile manner, excuse me, that the Americans would come to their aid, which they did. And there were many areas over there, the battles, the Punch Bowl, Heartbreak Ridge, Old Baldy, the Iron Triangle, Lord, I just don't remember all the names of them. But it was a necessary war due to our committing ourselves to aid them. But today, South Korea is much better off, in my opinion, for the engagement.
Did you have any trouble adjusting back to civilian life after Vietnam?
No, I didn't. I worked two jobs, one with the Private Aircraft Corporation and one with the state of Alabama. But neither paid enough, as far as I was concerned, because I had a family to support. So I heard about a job at Oakland, Montgomery County Board of Education. I applied for it. I got the job and worked there 12 and a half years, and I had to retire for health reasons. So there was a period of approximately 8 years that I just piddled around with my son, working with him. He's an industrial type of contractor, sandblasting, painting, and so forth. And then I finally went back to work, not full time. I worked 3 days a week with civil service at Maxwell Air Force Base, but I think that's about to go civilian contract.
What are you doing now for a
It's WG-10. They call it an aircraft mechanic. Pays pretty good. I can't complain about that.
That's the skill you like in the military?
Oh, yes. I was an aircraft mechanic in the Air Force, a flight engineer, a maintenance supervisor. I guess I've worn a lot of hats in my life, but the one I wear at the present time, I believe I like the most.
Did you ever take full benefits of the GI Bill for a lot of veterans use? No.
I went to school. I went to school 3 nights a week, immediately after retirement. I believe it was 1972. I went to college for a year in business administration, and I benefited from it, and I've got a little knowledge out of it. I'm just sorry that I couldn't. My workload and my civilian job and going to school became a little too heavy to carry, so I dropped out of school. I wish now that I hadn't. But we can't all have a pie or cake and eat it too, or whatever the term means. It's always some give and some take. That's why I say that I think all wars could have been prevented if people would have sat down and just talked about a life rather than fought it out.
I got a question to ask you. I know I hate to ask you this question. I don't want you to get upset. Do you still consider yourself to be a patriot?
Well, I'll always be a patriot.
You would go back to war at the places you've been before and do what you
did. I would go back and do exactly the same thing that I've done because I don't really regret it. And I'm proud of this country. I've always been proud of it. Of course, it's not in a very good shape right now. But
you don't really, what's your opinion of the politics and the way that policies are changing?
I think politics is a bunch of bunk. It always has been and it always will be. It's if you ever get truthful congressmen and senators in our government to run it, we're going to have a fine country. Nobody's going to have any problems on any front, regardless of race, creed, or what have you. But you can't, my opinion, you cannot have a bunch of people up there just padding their own pockets for their own personal views and have a country that's ran or should be run on the principles it was founded on.
Do you think young people are as patriots as you are and maybe go to polls to vote as much as people in your own staff in the year for patriotism?
I don't think the young people vote enough. I don't really think that most of them know what to vote for. And that's not only young people. That's got to the point it's the same with old people. They don't know what to vote for anymore. They don't know what they've got in there. They may wind up with something worse. It's a game of pitching to the line for pennies. You don't know what you're going to get when you put a man in up there. I got nothing personal against Bill Clinton, but I don't think he's doing his part in running this country like it should be. Of course, he's controlled by the Congress. He can't do everything that he wants. If he could do anything with a pen, I'm sure it would be different. But that's why we have a Congress.
Yeah. Did people, when you were growing up, talk more about politics and government when they listened to the radio than now when they watch the TV and just meet it and run out the door and think they forget about it? Or they do like they used to talk about it?
Oh, back in the old days, people sat around, talk politics, the old gentlemen, and, some of the ladies, too. But their arguments and what they were discussing always seemed to have a sound, basic ground to it. I mean, it's something you could put your hand on and feel. It's not like air. But people talk politics today, or they hear something on TV, and as a rule, they don't even finish watching it. They'll start switching channels to find a Western or a love story or a soap opera. Lord, in my day, radio was the biggest form of entertainment in the world. Unless you were lucky enough to have a dime to go downtown and go to two picture shows, one for a nickel, the other one for a nickel. If you had a quarter, you could eat a candy all day. And if you walked home at night and did ride the streetcar, you had a heck of a time, but it'd get dark before you get home.
Well, I've heard the expression called Nickelodeon before. What was a Nickelodeon?
Oh, Nickelodeon was nothing but old can music. Lord, I danced to those things for days and nights on end. You could put a quarter in a jukebox. We call it a jukebox, a Nickelodeon, whatever you want to call it. You get five pieces to play. And quarters were pretty hard to come by. But Saturday night was a big night in a young man's life and a lot of young women's life. That was a time to get together and socialize. You was old enough, had a few drinks. If not, go somewhere and dance or listen to the radio. Keep
what
your
kind of
color.
Music did you listen to?
Oh, Lord have mercy.
I mean, is that stuff they call big band?
It was a big band type. Vaughn Monroe, there was Frank Sinatra, Bing Crosby, Lord.
Were you ever entertained in any war? You came by any of people that did those USO?
Oh, yes. Bob Hope came to Korea when I was there. And I came off the line, got 2 days off, and hitchhiked 30 miles to the site of this USO show, I believe they call it USO. And I took a look, and the hillside was covered with GIs, Marines, sailors. There wasn't a place to sit, and I'm talking about a big, big hill. And you couldn't even see the stage, which was made of flatbed trucks or lobos or whatever you want to call them. So I said, instead of sitting on top of the tree, I said, I'm going back to my outfit. So I just turned around and went back. But I think Bob Hope did a lot of good. I also had the chance to see him in Vietnam. And I guess maybe I was a little older than some of the fellows then. And it didn't seem to entertain me too much. You want to sit around on the ground to listen to somebody sing, or see a pretty woman, or hear a fellow sing a good song. And so I just usually go back to my hutch. But the music of the old days, though, I don't think, in my heart, they'll never replace it. Lord, that's where you could dance with a young woman. Of course, you fell in love, or you fell in love with a different woman, you know, if you knew that, you know.
Was the music in some way patriotic?
The music, I don't know. It was just the sound of the music. And the patriotic songs, especially during World War II, I was a young man, but I remember them. And I don't know, it's just, it's just like when you hear taps played. Of course, you know, taps means, it's a day's end in the military, and also it's respect of the dead when you heard of taps being played at military funerals. But a lot of the music back then, but the Star Spangled Banner still sends shivers up and down my back and down my arms. And God Bless America, that's the same thing. Any patriotic song still chills me. It chills me because I believe in it.
Well, you know, there's a lot of industry in the United States, and the entertainment industry is a big one, and I was wondering, do you think the entertainment industry, as far as like music and patriotism, was more behind the military and the U.S. government and their policies when you were growing up and they all had
Yes, there's no question about that. They were behind the government and the American servicemen more so than, in my opinion, they ever were. But
so they played off more on heroes than they do on, say, somebody that may kill somebody out of anger. They played more for the heroes back then.
Oh, yeah. You go back to the old Andrews sisters, the Boogie Woogie Bugle Buff and Company B, and there were so many songs. Really, I can't remember many of them. Maybe my memory's fading a little on it, but there was many, many patriotic songs during World War II. And they were a lively type. It was lively music. It wasn't something real sad, like I mentioned a while ago about taps. Anybody that can go to a military funeral and stand there and hear that bugler, who is out of sight, playing taps in respect of the military dead, and do not feel chills run up and down their arms or their backbone. In my opinion, they're not American.
Yeah. Do you think that maybe some of the history being made today, say such as the big trial that's on TV with O.J. Simpson, is maybe going to be remembered more by the Americans as something that's part of history as far as what they saw on TV as compared to maybe Desert Storm or what people saw about the Vietnam War? Do you think they'll remember the O.J. trial more?
Once the O.J. Simpson trial is settled one way or the other, you have to answer. I think in a matter of a few months, it will be forgotten like last week's garbage. I absolutely do.